I may have some introduction and some situation. But okay, let's read fellowship to the second page. Can we read the title together? Okay. Godly family for the church. One more time. Okay, so now I will continue the word I left at the end of the first session. There is this matter of meaningful relationship. So, dear brothers and sisters, with your own children as well as all the young people in the church, they are looking for meaningful relationship day in, day out. But only thing is difficult part is that they don't know how to say it. They don't know how to express what they need. So the way they express it is opposite. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to spend time with you. Actually, we need to understand that I like to talk to you. I like to spend time with you all day long. But how these two different expressions met together, this is the next word is connected. Meaningful relationship has a lot to do how much you spend time with them. Time. This has been biggest challenge in the today's lifestyle. Time. How can you find the time? Not just time. Time called quality time. Now the expression is more and more not just time. Because everyone spends time. Everyone has time. So we never believe young people do not have time. That's not true. They can play 3 or 4 hours computer game every single day. Even recently, I heard a young brother, college, he temporarily stopped the community college for 1 year so he could make more time to play computer game. And this is church kid. It's growing up kind of thing. Everybody has a time. But problem is, how can we make some time into quality time? That's the challenge. So these two connections, meaningful relationship, and quality time. I really appreciate our brother Shane. It is called quality time. You talk. You talk. Eye to eye, heart to heart. So even in the church life, sometimes between the serving ones and children and between parents of our teenagers, you look back your time a little bit, not in the way of introspection way, just objective way. What do you mean quality time? When did the habit? How did it look like? Sometimes hard to think about because they show that we don't have that much quality time. There are a few cases I can tell you because this is a very important topic getting into connect the next topic is meaningful relationship and quality time. This is a brother who is working. He retired. He's about 70 some years old. Now he's retired. He's a co-working, serving full time. When he was working, he traveled 4 days out of a week. He has to out of town traveling for 26 years. Monday morning, first flight, come back, last flight at Thursday night, or first flight, Friday morning. And at the moment he landed Orange County Airport, first thing he got there, not go to home, he drove directly to the meeting hall to take, because he's one main elder in the church, about 300 saints. Everybody waiting for him to sign and everything. This is. So that's life. And then he has wonderful, I mean, some of you know this, he has 5 wonderful children. Not 1, not 2 like me, not 3, not 4. He said, I only have 5. So he has no time. But the thing is, the important part is this. He loved his children, of course, but he loved the church. So he doesn't want to be unfaithful to the church. He likes to be faithful all the way to the end. So he prayed, Lord, I'm working. Monday morning, 6:30 flight coming out of he worked at the IBM. About 33 years. Out of 33, 26 years. 4 days a week, he must travel. They pray, he considered before the Lord. There was I'm giving a little testimony in a very brief way. And because he really got touched, he realized he does need to give quality time to every one of them. But he doesn't have time. So he prayed. Eventually, the Lord gave him a wisdom and the Lord shepherded him. Yes, you can. You don't have time, but you can make time. So he didn't make time. What it is, he did, from the kitchen like this, he started to make a number one given name. first child, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Number five was very young, so kind of skipped it. Kind of. Later on, he put it back. Every time he make a schedule, he make time. Half an hour here, 25 minutes here, half an hour here, 25 minutes here. He just squeeze time. And he make a schedule with the kid. Hey, this is normal, you and I time. And then 3 days later, you and I time. And then after dinner, Lord's evening, you and I time. He pay attention to all five kids, one by one. Not in a general. Yeah, generally, his wife is wonderful, he take care of it. But still, as a father, still as a head of the family, he pay attention to. Not about the things and matter, just eye to eye, heart to heart. Kids can say whatever they want to say. So what happened? One, two, three, four, and eventually number five grew up, five. And then what happened after that? Guess what? After, yeah, with number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, and then what happened after that?
Wife.
Wife
time.
Let's put aside a little while. Wife is very important. Let's put aside. Guess what he did? Go back again. Whenever he make a time, one, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. I ask him, brother, how long you been doing it? I do not know. Probably about 20 years. No expectation. He just, in other words, I need to still give what I have to my children. They are in my family. So I do need to give. It's not, it's outright irresponsible. So he did. One time I visited him for fellowship purpose. I found out something very interesting, which I never seen. It was so sweet, and I wish I liked it. So here and I, we talk. Had important fellowship. And the phone call rang, house phone coming. And number two called him. Hey, brother, and number dad, what about this and that? And like, but I'm talking to Andrew, so can we talk? Can I call you? And he said, I need to call number two. And then he talked about 10 minutes. Number three called, hey, dad, I need to make the, do I need to buy this house, to buy that house? Buy whatever you want, but I need to talk to Andrew. Go anyway, I'll talk to you then and then. All day long, like, all five kids, open. Even one of the child is very child, they're always a child rebellious, their nickname child, they're always, I'm youngest out of six. I'm the used to be cute, rebellious boy. I'm always saying no to my parents, whenever. But, you know, youngest is spoiled kid, I'm there. I couldn't believe, I cannot continue to fellowship, but kid just called number three, called number one. They even the child the rebellious called, they complain, but still call complain again. Still talk because their relationship built up their way. No hidden, seclusive kind of thing. Do own thing, never communicate. I just look at it. It was really hard because I never seen like that. What I'm pointing at, this is a matter of a meaningful relationship and quality time is not one-time thing. It's a lifelong, which continues. So, brothers, sisters, I don't have that kind of position, but if I can encourage you, I hope that you a little bit endeavor with your own children, even the young people or children, young people in the church, try to build up the meaningful relationship. Has a lot to do with how much we are willing to spend quality time with heart. Young people want to know our heart. This is a survey nowadays. Even though they're complaining, they try their eyes zoom in into our heart. Is this person really have a heart for me or not? If they feel this person have a heart for me, eventually they come to open to you. If they just person come to me just as a part of their service, they never open their matter into us. So anyway, I like to infuse this thought. Young people looking for, our children looking for meaningful relationship. Never believe what they say. They change. Up to last year, I'm the worst guy to my daughter. this year I'm hero to her. He, of course, that's my interpretation. She never used the hero, but right, you think of a hero, right? Okay, that's good enough. I connect. She called to talk about anything. Something fell out from his dad. What shall I do? Hey, do I take this class or not? It was like a heaven and earth kind of deal. Meaningful relationship and quality time. Hopefully, this sometime in the church life we miss it. We are kind of maybe next time. Next time, please let's change the word from next time to today. From today actually to now. So I give another test one. I'm serving nowadays in Kentucky a lot. I'm going down to the riding horse. I need to learn how to ride a horse. Kentucky is the capital of a horse. So I went to the meeting. I noticed this boy. He's about 8th grade. He's just sitting down like this. No expression in the meeting. Lord's in the meeting. My parents here. I'm here. Just that's it. Every Lord's Day I've seen. But he's a really nice boy because I stayed at the house many, many times. Eventually, I approach. Hey, Daniel, how are you doing? And then walk away like this. Three times, look at me, just walk away. You're older than my dad, kind of. That's end of come. And then I start rubbing it, talking. He's like, very. And eventually, hey, Daniel, I like to buy ice cream, whatever. And then eventually, I spoke so many times to him. Really? Do you really mean you buy ice cream for me? And I said, as much as you want, whatever topping you want, wherever you want to go. He thought, okay, testing. I like Robin, Baskin Robbins. Sure, go. And then he talked to his mom, and the mom said, Daniel, he doesn't have that much money, so no more than 2 scoops. And on the way, I mean, don't listen to your mom. That's not a good word. Listen to me, this is, you can order as much as you want, you can topping anything. He said, sure. And he literally went there like this. And, wow, ice cream becomes $7, $10 very easily nowadays, right? And he was eating and just licking and talking. And all of his face got changed. And then make a long story. And on the way coming back, he talked a little bit. That was over. Just 20 minutes. That's all, 20 minutes. I listened, I enjoyed it. And then he enjoyed ice cream. Since that time. Maybe I'll explain again. Since that time, every time I visit a church meeting in Lexington, he's the first one to come to say hello. He always smiles at me. He's willing to sit right next to me. Zero other people will do that. In other words, it can be a very, very childish example. Young people really looking for meaningful time, comfortable environment. They want it. So, but they want it in this. This is a tricky part. It's a very tricky part. This. They want it according to their way, not according to your way. That's the most difficult part. Because we know the best. They don't want best. They want their way. That's a big discrepancy in family life. As a parent, we know what is the best for them. Study 2 hours a day, and then go this one, and then they will get to the good grade, and that their life is taken care of, they have a good career, they know, we know the best. But young people don't want the best. They want their way. But I didn't finish my sentence yet. Actually, young people want the best too. But how to get there, not according to your way. Their life start where they are, so that they eventually they can go to the best spot. Isn't this sounds like the God became a man to be where human beings are so that God can bring to where God is called high peak. Young people have exactly the same desire. They don't know what, they don't feel comfortable whenever they go beyond their comfort zone. That's why they insist their way. So we are kind of all tug of war. Hey, you need to go do this. No, Dad, Mama, I don't want it. We think that we are fighting it, but actually their expression means I don't feel comfortable to that. I have my way. But they're willing, if we are willing to be where they are willing to be where we are. It's exactly the same thing. Human being, touch God's love, we are willing to be where God is. So this is a big discrepancy between parents and children, between the young people serving and people serving. So anyway, these two words, I don't ever saw them, I like presenting to you. Young, our children, our own children, are looking for meaningful relationship, but meaningful relationship a lot to do quality time. So, but ice cream is my way. So don't make a copy, don't make a copy and paste kind of way. But because that's the easiest way to take care of. Okay. So now we have a godly family for the church life. We just read a little bit. How about this way? Sister, read one, and we just go through it. Sisters, one.
Godliness is a living that expresses the divine reality, an expression of God in all His
okay.
riches.
Okay, this is the main burden of this second session, that is godliness. It's simple, it's not like you become better kind of family. Like godliness is express the divine reality, expression of God in all riches. That means simple way, we need to increase the enjoyment of the Lord in our family life. Where we start is not our effort. Where we start is not we try to improve ourselves. Where we start is our enjoyment of the riches of Christ. So this is where we start. So hope the parents, you know, sometimes we have this kind of special fellowship. So we without intention, we may tend to think like, what's the better way to make our situation better? But actually, in the God's economy, there is no better way. Better way is our enjoyment, our experience, our living out what we enjoy in the Lord. Amen. Eventually, Christ, and as a reality, in our family life, make our family life a godly family life. So I always told this story, but since you didn't hear, just two more minutes. One time, my wife, in the early in the morning, somehow in our family, a little bit not pleasant thing. And then my daughter was, I think, 2.5 years old at the time. She was just like at the corner, like she looked at like me and my wife, older brother, like this. And then all of a sudden she ran to go to the kitchen area, pick up something, and come back to give what she picked up to my wife with the following saying, "Mom, do this. Whenever you do this, you're always better than, happier." It's morning revival. Even little kids' eyes, mom enjoy morning time, sit down, pray, singing. And that day is better than previous day. Two and a half year girl noticed that. Not two, about three. She could speak a little bit. She ran. Kitchen, pick up the morning Bible book, come back. She said, "Mom, do this." Because she didn't know what morning Bible book. Do this. Whenever you do this, you do better. My wife and I, we just laugh eventually. Why we find we're completely embarrassed. Because that morning, she and I, we didn't have a morning Bible. It's going to be very, not in a ritual way, really didn't contact the Lord as a reality. Very hard to develop God's family life. So that's why the burden is godliness, godly family life is in our family, center is Christ. In our family, we enjoy Christ. In our family, where the joyful riches or reality of Christ is flowing in every aspect. That's what we call godly family life. We need that. Practical thing we connect. Okay, brothers too.
Noah's life and work was one that changed the age. Noah came from a godly family and learned from his forefathers all
the
godly
things. So this we live. You can either Noah heard all those things from great grandfather from Adam. All these things, what Adam did, heard about the story about Cain and Abel. So all forefathers and the fathers, that kind of thing. So Noah is not like Noah himself is a particular thing. Noah inherited all this. All the riches from forefathers. That's why even Second Timothy is a grandmother who? Lois and mother?
Eunice.
Even in the church, in the context, we need the grandmothers. We need the mothers. Why? Older generation hand down to riches. So younger generation receive their riches. make their family, make their life is much richer and godly. So this is, we're talking about godly family life is we enjoy, we experience, we hand it over to younger generation. So if we think younger generation is not open to us, it is not true. But we need to find, if that is really true, we need to find a way they receive what we experience, enjoy to them, so that their life is really godly. Like they become like Noah. Eventually, they build up the Noah's family, godly family. This man. So, at this point, I need brotherly utterance following. It's very important that relationship between Coco's first generation and second generation. First generation, who is the first generation? Kind of like a, you are first generation. Because of that, first generation brothers experience so brotherly, directly, ministry, a lot of things. So there are a lot of dynamic, never forget whole life kind of experiences. But there's, using him as a, your children, you're talking about when brotherly was speaking like this, like children, like this. It sounds very wonderful, but basically, what are you talking about? So, second generation doesn't have a direct experience of lessons. But interesting enough that God's arrangement is second generation, we, the first generation, Joshua and Caleb, got into the good land. So, what is this picture talking about? Which is, I think you heard about it again, but I always like this thing. That means the second generation got the benefit from first generation's experience and lesson, even though second generation didn't have direct experience, direct lessons they learned. But what does that mean? That means the first generation, second generation must have meaningful relationship. If you don't have a relationship, you cannot hand it over to them, and they will not receive it either. So sometimes in our family life like that, parents are so given, consecrated for the Lord, for the Lord's interest, for the body, but simply is not easily getting into our children's heart. Many times, so that's why we, like one brother gave testimony, I got caught by going to the conference. So we are kind of trying to encourage, like massage and give us some promise, and you go to the conference, I'll buy it. To scoop up ice cream, and when they go older, I give you iPad. They go really, I go, price become older, more and more expensive. And in one case, I heard about, if you take care of it, sometimes buy the car, whatever, kind of thing. Connecting point is not just those kinds. Connecting point is first generation's meaningful relationship with the second generation, so that what they heard, what they learned, what they experienced be handed down to them. It's very, very important. Without the experience the first generation had, without the lessons first generation experienced, second generation cannot continue because they never experienced, they never seen. Like my children said, like my daughter said, Dad, who is that guy? Talking about Brother Lee. Hey, don't say like that guy like this. He looks so old. That's all she remembered when you were like, he's very important. Really? Why? Because just conversation went nowhere about Brother Lee. To me, I was in the class, FTT, he taught every week. It just direct hearing, the impact, spirit, the light. He's just incredible person. But to our second generation, who is, why he's speaking? Why we need to watch his video? I don't get it. Because so speaking, I don't think he's in English. It's just almost no more comment. Okay, that's good enough. Why don't you play with your toy and the Lego box, whatever? There's just no point. What's the connect? Second generation need us. First, older generation. Without us, they cannot make it into Goodman. But first generation, if we don't make, if we don't shepherd the second generation, we don't have a conclusion. We don't have a consummation about our sacrifice, our expenses. So we go on together. They go, second generation going to good land directly, first generation going to good land through our second generation. They need us, and actually we need them. Mm-hmm. But what's the connecting point? We need to have a meaningful relationship so that we can, they are willing to sit down so that we have an opportunity to share what we learn, experience. But right now, that communication is not that easy. So that's what we're talking about. Actually, they need us as much as we need them. They really need us, meaningfully. And then a lot to do with our attitude, our time. So this is what come out. This, all the campus leading brothers came together, key brother, you were there, Robert was, young people key brothers too, in Charlotte, last October. So after wonderful fellowship is done, and then Brother Miller stood up, and then he liked to give a concluding word. So I thought, everybody, wow, it must be very important concluding one. And then he gave homework. You remember his homework? You may not. Okay, homework was this. Brothers, he was so concerned about the workers and leading brothers. The homework is following. You'll be surprised. Homework? Yeah, I served with him in Irvine. Homework must be very important or super heavy, he said. You go home. You need to sit down with your family 15 minutes per week. That's homework. And then everybody like, that's easy. Hey, mom, dad, children, or some serving one, 15 minutes. It's hard, pressure, it's hard. You're already doing it. some people don't do it. You know, he was very honest. We don't do even that level of a quality time between parents and children. 15 minutes. Just sit down like this. If it's my son, Nathan, and then, hey, Nathan, how are you doing this week? But not the way how I do it. You know, earlier how I do it. You know, do you remember the story earlier? How I doing? Good. Oh, good, great, wonderful. Okay, fine. Not like that. How are you doing? Really interest to know. Because young people, sometimes they look at your eyes, finding out this is really real world or not. So I'm trying nowadays, try my best. Before I ask how are you doing, pray a little bit. Hey, how are you doing? Kind of thing. I practice. 15 minutes a week, they ask one another. And then if you have some feeling from the Lord, you can sing together. Mom, dad, children. And after that, they want to talk about some experience. You can talk about like 1 minute. And the kids talk about this experience of school. And at the end, about a couple of minutes break. All you take a 15 minutes. And he asks them, would you do that? Are you doing it? Are you open to do that? But he was said, I'm afraid most of you don't do this kind of, even this level at all. And then once he said that, you know, I'm always the kind of guy, hey, are you doing it? I think pretty much no one. We are so busy. Mm-hmm. Busy with the life, busy with, okay, don't misunderstand, go far, tell me we should not serve in the church. Yes, we should. But even he said, one time, other setting, he was very honest. I don't think anybody in this room is more busier than I am, I'm talking about himself, he taking care of. But I still try my best, we go home, try to sit down, look at my two daughters, both of them got married, have children now, when they were younger, try to listen to them, what they would say, so listen carefully, oh, that's what you did? That's, oh, really? Oh, it's typical. Meaningful, simple, yet very heart-to-heart focus, even 15 minutes. That was homework. So now, saints, can I give you the same homework? You're already doing it? It's fine to keep doing it. So I know some of you are having hours. That's wonderful. But don't forget these two-word expression: meaningful relationship and quality time. In other words, when you talk to someone, right now I'm training college students in Columbus. When you talk to someone, if you talk one by one, that person must be very important to you. Sometimes like this, very disrespectful. You talk, you're chatting under the desk, and you're like, you think about what you plan, what you need to buy to the grocery store. Kind of, it's not meaningful. Meaningful is, even time is short, I'm listening to you. Because you are very, that's why young people survey come out. When the adult listen to them, they feel, I'm important to this adult. But many times, young people are doing super multitasking. Mom and dad is less, but still multitasking. It's just, the relationship goes nowhere. And he exposed this way. Some of your family even have a four different breakfast time. Even the four family, dad eating 7 o'clock, mom skipping breakfast, and then boy eating by in her room. You cannot force it. But at the same, the flip side, if you never eat together, it's very hard to build up the sweet, warm feeling. So in his house, in the other family's home, house rule is, we tried that, eventually I failed that. Certain evening, regardless what you are doing, including my wife, said, including your dad. Once she expressed that your dad means I need to be the otherwise. you recover my wife, right? She was so frustrated, never come home, always called brothers. And she understand what I'm doing. But you have still dad to my two children. You need to have at least once, twice every month. So one time I went home. Robert knows this story. I saw this briefcase. I saw sleeping bag right next to it. And I asked God, honey, anybody traveling? Why is briefcase? Are you going somewhere? And she smiled then. No one is going anywhere. You go. So this is your underwear and everything is sleeping bag. Since you love brothers and brothers, I was just 1 minute away distance. You love I usually go brothers 3 times a day, more than my own home kind of thing. You love brothers, so why don't you move there? So you don't have to come back. No, I like that. And then she just already determined that door is open. She started pushing it, picking it up, okay. And she was about to close the door. And then I realized, oh. And then I repented. And then she let me back in, and then I never did it again. Point is, she said this way, kind of jokingly, she said, if you have children, you have to sit and listen to them, what they would like to say. And then regardless. So, brothers, this godly family, this marriage has been coming out. The world is coming out. Now no one spends quality time. Actually, no one cares for another. The whole generation is 1,000 friends, Facebook, it doesn't mean anything. Actually, no one takes care of except they themselves. Self. Self is the center of everything. Young people living in this society, they're looking for meaningful relationships. They hope they can find the family. They hope they can find the church life. That's what they were yearning for, but they don't know how to say it. They don't know how to develop. So they cry out, help. So godly family, here it is, relationship. First generation, without second generation, they will never conclude. They never, no consummate. But without the first generation, second generation go nowhere. They need parents. They need the brother, sister, older brother. They need a grandparent. They need a spiritual grandparent. They need a brother Bill Barker in the Chicago. Speak about talking about 1940. One time he talked about 1947. And he turned around and said, Andy, were you there? Like, what? Excuse me. 1947, he said, were you there? Like, I'm born 1966. Oh, I'm sorry. And then he talked about church in Glasgow. And then he turned around and said, isn't it really good? I go, I don't know why you're talking. You don't know? I was not there. Anyway, he was talking. What's very good life, parents supply. To me, it's our grandparents. We need this portion, parents' portion, uncles. So, godly families really means at home, we enjoy the Lord, we build up the atmosphere of our family life with the Christ we enjoy. So, if you really love your children, if you really like to build a godly family, we need to go back to the Lord first. That's where we start. Enjoy, confess, and then we become filled with Christ as a reality. And then when that Christ is living out in our family life, we bring all the families into godly family life. So this is a burden. But there is another very, very, go the other side, which is we'll find out. Okay, let's sister C.
Among us in the Lord's recovery, the most important unit is the church. After the church, the most important unit is the family.
Okay. This sentence is a little bit hard to fellowship, but I would say this. Actually, in God's heart, church is everything. Church is His expression. Church is His corporate expression. Church is the way He exercises dominion. Church is the way for Him to come back. Church is the way to prepare His bride. Eventually, church is the way bringing one new man for the fulfillment of His done. Church is nothing else in His heart. So we need to be very faithful to the church and church life. So, but hopefully, since it cannot, I don't really mean go to more church meeting, you do more service kind of thing. But looking at the context, church life, church and church life in God's heart occupy everything. But our family life needs to be part of that important thing in God's heart, that is church life. In other words, we don't separate family life and church life. Family life is a very important unit to salvation and for God's way, but that unit is a part of the church life. So in that sense, church life is a gigantic corporate family life where you can find the grandparents, like a Brother Chris, like Ty in Houston, and then. But right now, in actuality, marriage life, family life is not, some cases, not a part of church life. So that's where contradictions start coming in. Okay, this is a kind of a little bit concern, but anyway, we can have some, since it's a family talk, what is happening, and then also, let's read the 4 and 5, and I can continue, so we can finish, it's simple. Let's read together 4 and 5. Okay, sorry, I mistyped. The E is missing, but there are some good. So in a sense, if you read the Bible, there is not much real teaching, principle, and kind of thing, but all examples, and also experience. And also there are stories in the Bible here, Old Testament, but the many stories in the New Testament like that. And then let's read number 5. The New Testament gives examples of a household which clearly shows us the unity. Okay, you are familiar with the unit of God's house. It's maybe a God's house, but I don't think you are that familiar with this expression, unit of even God's service is household. If you look at the story after story, whole family got saved, and also whole family served together. Book of Acts, you know, the jailers, they got saved, his whole family got, after the all family rejoicing and revived, they served together. So that is God's intention. Why? Because a family unit is one of the most meaningful unit in human society as well as in the context of church life. Very simple. After meeting is done, enjoy the meeting. You can have a lunch together. Very good. Laughing. And then get into the car, you drive, you go home. If you have a nicer house, you have a garage. If you don't have a house, it's okay, you could go home. What happened? Door is closed. Then who left? You? And your children. And as always, the practical situation is where your destiny is your family. So if your family is not unit of salvation, if family is not unit of service, there are always some things missing like that. But one right now, the challenging part is, especially recent kind of difficulty, the lifestyle, or, somewhat, family life is the church life is not quite blending in a good way, rather than a little bit disjointed. So family has their own kind of thing. So like for example, the brother who shepherded me, he never made the family plan until he received church schedule first. It's just a lot of 60s, 70s, 80s, like church schedule first. And then a lot of family tree, family plan is try to avoid the kind of death schedule. So, something happening. Oh, this is best weekend for me and my wife. But you know what? Brother's doing something. Okay, we go next weekend. Or the weekend before. He has been that way. But practically nowadays, a lot of things is the family make own plan with their own. And then church and family, many times conflict, overlapping. So, kind of like this way. So, I'm not talking about the synchronized schedule. Point it is our consciousness. Because the church, in order for the church to build up, church needs some event, church needs to make a plan, and under the direction of the leading brothers, church is making a decision. Yet, if a family life is not blended in the church life, family is the most important unit of God's salvation and God's service, yet there is a certain level just like this, it's very hard to for the church really go on together. But I'm not saying that you wait until for a long time and then whatever brother, that's not our view about it. What is the most important thing in God's heart? Which is church. But family unit, household unit is a, one of the most crucial unit as a part of the church life. So household life and church life need to be a smooth, harmonized situation. When we do not have that, there is a certain level of conflict. But why I'm saying this kind of thing, it is related to godly, develop godly family life in relation to your children. Okay. Eventually, when the children and the church life or church thing is not that important to parents, schedule conflict, whatever it is, it cannot be important to our children either. But we hope our children remain in the church life, go on in the church life. But somehow when they grow, if you start with a teenager, now the teenager is start a little bit earlier than, used to be teenager of 15, now there's 12, 13 is a kind of that is a, they just everything become difficult. One of the main reasons, one of the reason is when they are growing up, church life was not that important. They only see importance of church life mainly through godly family life, which is a lot to do with the parents. Are you with me? So when they see church life is not that important to their parents or to their family, when they're growing up, it's very hard for them to consider church is important to them. Am I confusing you or it makes sense? So I don't have any hidden on this and you go to the more training, more meeting. I really don't. Your consideration before the Lord. Lord, if a church is really important to you, Lord, make the church important to me. If a church is very important to me, Lord, how can we build up proper godly family life? Lord, shepherd us. Need a lot of consideration before the Lord. Schedule conflict, unavoidable schedule conflict, that'll never be the problem. But how we consider church life in the context of our family life. So we have so many conflicts. My children want to go kind of thing. Not sometimes. If we consider that, we really feel we need to respect their because this is so crucial time. I usually go to brothers and brothers. Those of you, I'm not available. The reason being is, I'll take, never be the problem because we have a mutual view and common consciousness. But children, they really need to be able to see importance of the church through godly family. So I'm just repeating kind of thing again and again. Very, very important. So some parents came to me recently. My daughter, one case is, my daughter doesn't listen to me anymore. Oh, what happened? She was always following me, but now she's a teenager. Isn't she refused to do anything. And church life and oh, brother, you need to keep infusing words so that they can see the vision of the church. And then, you know, I'm in one response, that's the last thing I will do. They don't need infusing words. They need family to recalibrate, consider, restore meaningful talk. Kind of thing. So anyway, she took our fellowship. Philippine one and I, we fellowshiped, and she finally got the point where we are coming from. So she has been trying to build up a little bit, yet, meaningful relationship through what? Quality time. And her daughter slowly coming back to meeting, and not just meeting, open to fellowship. So this household and church life, there got to be unit of household is a part of the church. If this matter is all parents and family consider that, it has a very different kind of understanding. It's very, very important. So I eventually recently I was kind of reluctant, but I compelled to express my concern toward one family, very wonderful family. Mom and dad, great. Children are great, so cute, so nice. But I just sensed that their way to church life is everything is measured up. I needed this much time for my family, so nothing can get in. So this one. So everything is measured up. You understand measure up is like this, and this, and this, and this. Very good intention. That's why we didn't say anything wrong with that. Only thing is, when certain things happen in the church and burden have then, the couple doesn't participate because there's time for the kids. Period. No one can say it, nobody can say it. So that is also fine, but I just observed this kind of a few couples in their way. Eventually, I can sense two children living in their way. Church is not that important. Church is just one of a few part of their living. So family is important. Sports is important. And it is. Okay, since don't take it personal about sports, my children also did go sports, baseball, and then swimming, and then my son did a little bit basketball and cross country. So sports is a very good thing, but hopefully I conveyed in consideration of the church, which is most important to God, is also include our family life. If that is the case, we need to seek the Lord in considering, in making a decision, husband and wife, brother and sister, or home meeting, good to have fellowship. How much? What is it? So nowadays, even honestly, more and more sports activity is happening when? Lord's Day morning. That's why some saints skipping the meeting. Or they said, well, I don't feel good. Lord's Heaven meeting. So how about heaven half? So every other week, come Lord's Heaven meeting. Every other week, don't come to me. No one condemns, no one judges anything. But that means to children, skipping the Lord's Table meeting because of sports, it's fine. So when they're growing up teenagers, you cannot expect them to really come in the Lord's Table meeting, worshiping remembering the Lord's death, because they got trained that way. So it has been like this. This is kind of like a new trend. But we are not like fighting for a new trend. We just presented it. What is in God's heart and our household family, the unit of God's household, salvation and unit of God's service must be a part of the church. That means each parent needs to be willing to struggle. It's not easy decision. Your kids complain. Mom, what do you mean we cannot go there? You cannot say no, but you cannot say yes. You're kind of in between like a sandwich situation. We need to become very lively sandwich situation. So the Lord honor our struggling. If I add that, sooner or later, in that kind of a not godly family situation, kids cannot see why church is so important. So, okay, this is come back to my children's story. Whatever story it is. I'm serving full time. I'm always afraid I'm giving too much spiritual food. So I'm just afraid. Yeah. Here you go. When my son and daughter become bigger, your dad always force me. In your famous work. You always force me to go to young people's meeting. You always force me to young people's meeting. Always. Actually, they had to confess later one day. I never used the word always. I never forced them to come to young people's meeting even once. I never forced them to go to conference either. I'm not proud of myself. But I knew that they're going to say it. So I was like, I never said it. But get impression. I'm always doing the spiritual thing. So my daughter, okay, make a long story short, both of them went to college. And then I'm so surprised. I step back. I just look at my children's life. How they like college life? My daughter is freshman college. My son just graduated last May. Very interesting is this. He went to school, college. He was a little shy kind of type, like me. Like this. My name is Nathan. So I got a little bit concerned. And guess what? First thing he did was, where is home meeting? Because he was born and grown with the home meeting. Home meeting is a part of his blood. Whenever we skip the home meeting, Dad, what's wrong with you? Why are saints not coming to our house? What's wrong with you? Oh, they didn't come. I'm over here. Like, you didn't shepherd me. Anyway, that whole difference anyway. A part of blood. So the first thing he did was college. Where is home? And he go there. And then I look at, kind of funny, complete. When I dropped my daughter to send the last August in college, how I like to observe what she would react to it. Guess what? Same thing. Where is the home meeting? Already before she went to college, 3 months before, she already already knew which school is going. She checked which home is the most closer home where we should do it. To the, her college, and she already contacted through the Facebook and then everything. Facebook sometimes is useful. I'm not anti-Facebook. And everything. They find out which, how many kids and everything. Why? It's a part of their living. When we're talking about the godly family life, we are talking about this. Their growing up, what they breathe, what they eat, what they see, what they experience. Whole life they're growing up. So that they can continue to live that way. It is a godly family life. I wish I had more quality time with together in the family, but I failed because I didn't want to force them, but they didn't want to because saints always coming over the house. That's good enough for them. So saints, unit of God's salvation, of a unit of God's service is household. But the household life is must be a part of our church life. In a human term, if I can use it, if you allow me to use, we really need to recover simplicity in the church life. Simplicity in the family life, simplicity in the church life. So that means husband and wife, mom and dad, always bringing that kind of environment, atmosphere. And then if there's any conflict, we need to consider before then how to present. And sometimes you need to say yes to your children. Sometimes you need to give him a big hug, and then, yeah, like my wife sometimes, I give him a big hug. My daughter, oh, mom, give me a hug, and then whispering, no. Whatever wisdom you can use so that they are brought in that kind of atmosphere. On the one hand, loving, caring for one another, but on the other hand, they must realize my family, mom and dad, my children, even all the young people in the church is unit of God's salvation, unit of God's service, actually family life must be a part of the church life, which occupies God's heart. In other words, when we live this way, our young people, our children, when they are growing up, they touch, whether they realize or not, they touch God's heart, which is the church for his economy. But we cannot expect they will be turned out a certain way when they are not experiencing when they are growing up. So I know it sounds a little bit heavy word to saints, but it's the same spirit. Don't look back what you did in the past. From now on, where we are going with our children. And then that's how we produce generation after generation. If we produce our generation in this way, they will produce their children generation. So generation after generation and generation. I think it will be glory to the Lord. Eventually, the Lord will build up his body and then bring in one new man for the fulfillment of his purpose. So this is a whole burden of godly family. Not just God, you don't do it. Don't do the church life. You don't go watch movie. Okay, since we are family, so none of the saints go watch movie. Have you been to movie theater? Before you got saved, you may. I was growing up with the movie theater. Because I was a very worldly kid. Because in our family, I have 8 different movie theater in our neighborhood. So if you watch one by one, every 8 weeks, about to finish a new movie coming out. Kind of. I grew up that way. A very worldly community, a lot of market. It's not best environment, but my parents have a business, so I live there kind of thing. My wife, growing up in the church life, she doesn't know what movie theater look like. So one time, we never watched a movie together. Okay, I get that. One day, Star Wars came out. Do you know what Star Wars is? Yes. Some of you know. If you don't know, bless are you. Actually, in the local, the there was 1980s local, and then Bradley was giving witness, and the mind bender fighting kind of thing. And then George eventually asked Brother Dental laughing, I heard the story, that even you do not know what Star Wars? Early 80s, like Star Wars, like, it's a whole sensation. And Bradley's famous answer was, what? Star is fighting in the heaven? What? He has no clue what George is talking about. And then everybody laughing, and Brother Dental said, I love Brother Lee's death experience. He has no idea stuff. He was just God's economy plus nothing. Anyway, sorry, I'm talking about movies again. I grew up with a watch movie all the time. My wife never. So my kids are the people. So we never watch a movie together, even though they watch movie all the time through something else. I found out later. Okay. Anyway, okay. Interesting enough, one afternoon, I just considered before the Lord, somehow I had a little bit peaceful feeling to talk to kids. Would you like to go watch movies, Star Wars together? My son was in college, my daughter was in high school. He came back home with a break. And then my wife looked at me, and kids look at me, and then all of a sudden, oh, what did I say? Anyway, somehow I had a peace watching Star Wars. Maybe my old man may be rising up. I don't know what it was. Anyway, I thought it was a peace. Okay, let's step. So we went. So the following thing happened. Okay, this is a movie theater. So I asked my wife, hey, pay for ticket. So she walking in and people are, you know, in the box and people are collecting and then there's some motion. She got there and she talked to this person and you're supposed to pay here. Credit card and get the ticket like that. Those people, they are the information booth and they are not selling tickets. Now there's all machine taking care of it. She literally got lost. She talked, where do you pay? And then inside people like go to there and then she's somewhat embarrassed and then, she got lost. And then my daughter and son looking, like, they couldn't believe, mom doesn't know how to pay. And then my daughter, mom! And give me a credit card, and then they're telling him, let's go. Because she felt so embarrassed. Other people, her friend, okay, mom, let's go in front. Okay, then next. We got in the movie theater. And then my wife's like, like this. And then eventually my daughter, like, mom, just follow me. So mom, she didn't realize the exact spot is where in front. So we went there. The second episode. And then we four of us sat down. You probably don't tell my wife if you say my wife. And then all of a sudden the room becomes dark. Because you watch a movie. She's, honey, why your room is dark? I don't like darkness. You are in the movie theater. I don't like darkness. And then she tried to move herself out. I don't know you. Sort of thing. Number four is that's like, and then Star Wars have some missile going on. My wife hates any kind of violence. Oh. Now the media. So eventually, whole hour and 45 minutes, she's like this. And from that to that, she look at, it's done. Honey, just 10 minutes passed. But she didn't want to leave because she didn't want to disappoint kids. Mm-hmm. So this was the first movie experience. But guess what? It's very, I'm sorry, I'm again. My children really enjoyed it. Respect mom. Didn't respect her dad. Their dad, you know too well. Kind of. You just watch movie a lot, right? Kind of thing. But they really genuinely respect mom. Mom doesn't know anything. But still willing to be with them. Because we found a peace with them. Of course, the next time they go, my daughter said, don't include them. We like to watch them in a more peaceful way, kind of thing. Because there was another Star Wars came following you, kind of thing. So what I'm talking about this thing is sometimes we may not be the same pay. We are different. That's okay. Our attitude, try to understand one another, kind of thing. Eventually, these children know our mom and dad doesn't understand how to pay. They'll never be the bothering point. Actually, later on, my daughter and son was very proud of mom. Why? Mom really loved the Lord to such an extent, even if she doesn't know how to pay for it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Connecting point is, saints, church life must be the center. And the family life must be a part of church life. I don't mean you don't do anything with the family. You only do church activity. Yeah, I hope that you listen to what I don't mean that. God's heart's desire become our heart's desire. And then when we consider our family life, we always consider God's heart's desire in considering our family too. And then let the Lord lead us. I still believe the Lord led us to watch Star Wars movie. Only thing my wife told me, honey, everything is okay except part in the church support you. You use their money for that part. I still cannot take it. I'm sorry. But with consciousness of the God's heart concerning church must be consciousness in our family.
Amen.
This is where we can find, and then let's read Roman numeral 6 and 7 together, and then I'm almost done. I'm so sorry, I can say this again.
Six, from the beginning of the Lord's recovery in China, Brother Yi pointed out that the church needs to build up with the household as a unit.
Last one.
The church life is the purpose of the Christian life, and it is a great reality in the universe. Hence, our family life should be brought into the church life.
Okay, saints, and thank you for my poor illustration stories, my experience failure there. Last sentence is a permanent, I hope, saints, you, when you go home to grab this word. Hence, our family life should be brought into the family. So with a little bit of appendix word. I told you five, right? How many people into there? Well, if you really want a real family life, remember my introductory word that is, even though parents play most important role, we cannot meet our children today. We just can't. Saints, it's okay. Peacefully, open Lord, I cannot meet our need. You give us such a wonderful stewardship, but doesn't mean we can do everything for our kids. Lord, I need you, and Lord, I need the body. I need the church. I need the saints. I really need help from anything. So if that is the case, that means our family life should be brought into the church life. By doing this way, our children, on the one hand, they develop with us, build up the godly family life. On the other hand, what their parents cannot do, they can find help and supply in big family called church as God's family. We need to give them opportunity to find them. If our family life is not brought into the church life, in a very real sense, we limit the opportunity for them to find what they need, which they cannot get from their own parents. So now come back to five. This is a church life. There's a group of brothers in the young people serving on in recovery, especially in California. Brothers, they research. They try to find the last 10 plus years, as Robert did the last 10 years in Chicago. They did about 10 people. Who was born, who is in the church life, sixth graders, and they trace back until they all the way come to the 25. Still, they remain in church life. They presented what happened, junior high school, college, what happened. They try their best to collect information as much as they can, and they try to analyze why some in the church life, others not in the church life. There's a serving brothers effort. There was a group of Christian research center, like a full of you. They also have their own kind of research, try to figure out. Their question is different. Our question is, why some brothers and sisters born in growing in church life, they are not remaining? Who remain in the church life, who doesn't remain? There's our way to ask. Their way ask is, why some Christian growing in the Christian family, they're still going on when they become 22, 23, 24. What's the secret? Some left the Christian life, but some others remain. What's the secret to these people? So approach is different, but very interesting that there's common ground. That's what I'm impress you. There's common ground this. They found that church life the same thing and the Christianity the same. They need to find, they find our young people in the church, even your own children. They say, when Brother Lee said young people, then he's talking about children all the way to, maybe, to him, I'm kids, right? But many children all the way to the college age, maybe up to 25. That's when usually people settle down. About 25 year old, that's when this is it. If they decide church life up to 25, they will remain, most likely majority remain church for the rest of life. But up to 25, still developing going. Okay, this, okay, I hope you can finish. This word, intergenerational relationship. So a little bit simpler word is, young people, children, growing up, Christian family, our time is the church life, they need at least 5 older ones to them. 5. That 5 doesn't include you, parents, and young people serving one. In the past, we think, out of 5, me and my wife, young people say, oh, we need 1 more. That was not right calculation. Right calculation is, in addition, that means parents already doing your job. Are you with me? Young people serving like Robert, day and night. Even sometimes Robert send a text message, like, one time I text, is this brother never sleep? Kind of like, oh, we need to coordinate. And I'm like, too many coordinates. It's okay. Like, sometimes I like Robert's change name, but I don't like the subject. We need a conference call. I already have too many conference calls. But I don't take it personally. It is, because he loves young people. He give everything. I give you a verse. So I'm saying again, come back. In addition to parents who are trying to raising up their children in a godly family life, and young people serving, they still need 5 intergenerational. Another simple term is older than the 5. So without the subjective too much, what do you think? Your children have a 5 intergenerational? Maybe. Maybe not. But important thing is maybe, maybe not. Important thing is, may we endeavor to that. Why 5? Especially young people today, you growing up, even yourself experiencing that, none of us, it's just family, uncles or older brothers can meet your need all inclusive. There are always some specialty. Some specialty. I know one brother who shepherded my son, his specialty was cable TV. Because we don't have TV. TV. So he wanted to watch NBA game. But he looked at me a couple times, no hope. Look at mom's face, really no hope. Look at the younger sibling, watching not. But she wanted to watch. So this brother have a big TV at that time, a huge TV, and the cable at his apartment. He was single. He found out what he really, see, that was important. He find out what he wanted because they spend quality time, ice cream time, and play basketball together. While playing, hey, Nathan, what you like the next noise? I may want to watch NBA, but we don't have TV. He just caught it, spending time together. And then he approached it. Hey, Brian, it's okay, I can pick up your son, for example. And then game and everything, that the championship, finished about 1 a.m. High school boy, you go to class, isn't it? The parents are like, 1 a.m., like this. And then my wife said, no way. My wife said, no way. He has to go to class. But I have peace with him. I have Christ too. Say, do you believe I have Christ? I have Christ. I feel peace. So I told my, it's okay. Skip a couple of days of school. Mom's reaction, my wife's reaction, unthinkable, unacceptable, impossible. She's about to explode. I told her, honey, sometimes it's time for me to exercise husbandhood, fatherhood, outside. He's fine. And she'll kind of step, okay, do really good. So we send it. Not one night. Championship games, how many games? 7 games. So many nights, I went there, pick him up about 1:30 a.m. Because the game is over, you cannot pick him right away. After the game is over, then you talk about it. Am I right? Then you talk about it. And then not only talk about it, they analyze the game, and then certain point, and then, oh, PlayStation, right? Let's play computer game. So this single brother has everything. Cable, TV, computer, and everything. It just met my son's need. What is more important? Your son's need is met so that he could open or going to class on time, yet inwardly very unsatisfaction. My parents never allowed me to do it. I find it. So eventually, my wife agreed with me, so we did that. Almost we did several years like that. So that's all he could do. That's all you. But without the help, you know what happened? I heard that. He told me, computer game going on. And he said, hey, Nathan, what's going on in school? Nothing. Really? Everything? Anything? Well, what is it? So they don't look at one another, but they talk. And if something came out. And, oh, really? It's fine. It was serious matters. So my spy texted me, Brandon, do you know that your son is having a hard time with this? Really? So I realized I better not talk to my wife. She reacted. So I kept it myself. So eventually got through it. But it took for a while like that. Our young people need at least how many?
Five of them.
Of course, everybody's cable TV, something wrong with it. Okay. The other brother take care of it was like, he's a 60-year-old, but 10 years older than I am. Somehow he had a burden for my son. He visited my son 2 years, every Thursday night, 2 years. Sunny, rainy, just busy.
See, how are you doing?
Eventually, first reaction of my son was, Dad, what do you want me to do with this 60-year-old man? I'm having a hard time with you. You are barely 40-something. This is a nightmare. But yeah, tell them, don't come. But he just, hi, Nathan. It's just almost like every week. Eventually, he's just coming in and talk, and then going to his room and talk. And then 3 months later, first half is whatever. Second 20 minutes, talk about one portion of the Bible. That's it. He did 2 years. Second person, third person, fourth person, fifth person. So eventually, when he enjoyed church less in college, I'd like to ask you, who did the right job? Who?
All.
That's right. All. Not particular person. All, actually, in a broader term, is church. Recently, he graduated. He's working full time. Another funny thing I found out, to me that's funny, not to your funny. He's now living in Seattle, working full time. He moved last August. I was quite interested what he would do with the church life. Now, in college, a lot of serving on chef, but now he finished college. So he's famous. Now he said, Dad, thank you for your advice. I'll decide it. That's his always. I appreciate your input, but I will let you know. Then I don't intrude my decision make process. I watch very carefully. Guess what? First thing he did what? Which was what is first thing again? Home meeting. Second thing, serving young people. He received that care. Third one, guess what? He is willing to become that one of five to high school boy in Seattle. That boy is one of the leading brother's son, young leading brother's son, very quiet, very reserved, very hard to communicate. The parents had a hard time. And then he joined the home meeting. And he looked at that boy. Everybody expressed, we need someone to take care of my son. He just looked at me. He's better than I am, kind of. So he's very comfortable, the way he shepherds. He sits right next to the high school boy. He's pretty good at it. Sit there, saying nothing. He's typical like this. But he's thinking. And the boy finally, this tall, skinny guy, sitting right next to him like this, saying nothing. Do you have anything to talk to me? Why you don't say anything? Say something like that. He was a big shepherd in the high school. But wow, this person willing to right next to me without pushing anything. Now they become buddy. So, do you understand the picture? He is willing to become one of five because he experienced five intergenerational shepherding. So now as a parent, at the end of the world, saints, our children, and all the young people in the church, we need to find a way, open the door. They can have this kind of opportunity. So I re-emphasize a few things. You can connect the dots. In order for us to do that, we need to have a very enjoyable relationship-based church life. If we are not related to anybody, you are not going to ask anybody. Number two, our family life must be brought into the part of a wonderful church life.
Amen.
And then, number three, don't misunderstand our children anymore. They want meaningful relationships with you. Just, it doesn't look like it. That's all. They want, right time. And then they need five intergenerational relationships. But they may not be able to find it. Of course, ideal situation is the five of them pick up the organic for them, come to your son and daughter. That's the best. But it's not always happening. That means parents, as a parent, you need a little creative. Like I know one family in Ann Arbor, she like, hey, young people, come over to my house. We have a fun game night. Fun. And then he also invite a bunch of potential five intergeneration get older people. Let them fun time, let them play, and he and his wife step back. Let them organically touch one another. There are a lot of relations happening that way. That's what we need to provide. That's the first generation need to open the door, so second generation, and then our son and daughter, building up the what kind of relationship? Meaningful relationship eventually produce quality time. And then our children will go on their own. And then at the end, parents, be encouraged. Whatever you impart into them, eventually, brotherly says so, I believe so, I experience like the many sense experience, is an incredibly precious deposit into them. Mm-hmm. Seemingly, they forget about it. Seemingly, they never pay attention. They seemingly, everything brush off. No, it's not. If you impart it with heart and prayer, eventually, right timing, something come up. So this is the last story. I mean, like, that is. I got phone call, 11 o'clock, not phone call, text message from one sister. And my wife and I, we shepherd about the last 22 years. She's a very successful person. Very successful. I mean, to me, it's too successful. That's why I'm afraid of her. Because she used to be a very, very not great sister, but now she's very. And she's single. Because too successful, too bright, too smart, none of the brothers dare to approach to her. Okay. There is at night, she texts me, she always called me Brother Andrew, but then night she called me Andrew. That means one of two. Either she's not normal or something serious coming. So I chose the second one. So I said, oh, what's going on? I'm sad. I'm lonely. I don't know what to do with this. So first of all, my reaction was that this guy may think about committing suicide. So, but it was not there level, but feeling it. So we let her talk, let her text me, let her, whatever is up and out, just talk a lot of things. And then eventually calm down and say, oh, I'm tired, I need to go to work. She's very direct or whatever. And then she went to bed, but I couldn't go to sleep because kind of she's shaken up, whole thing, very scare me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Two thoughts came to me to say, sometimes this is a meaningful relationship through the meaning that they may not need us today, but they may need you most crucial moment 10 years from now on. But if you don't, if you're not there, or if you don't have a build that relationship today, that person cannot get right help. So in other words, this whole meaningful relationship, whole life, your children, your children's children, saint children, children's friends and everything, they need this kind of healthy environment. So saints, this is a kind of a burden. Why we important, why I pick up this topic, holy marriage life, which even though I'm not qualified to talk about it, although some brothers and sisters older than I am, you have much better, more experience, but more as corporate fellow learners, and also this matter, godly life for the family life, eventually, as a part of our church life, I really believe, and we, our experience proving here that our children who born and grown up in the church life, or new ones coming in, our children's friends coming into church life, we believe they can thrive. Instead of they can struggle, you know, they thrive, they can go on very good way, because whole church is right stand behind them, whole church is shepherd, and actually they are part of this whole church. So may the Lord to shepherd us in this way. And then I know Robert said, and I suppose give you more time. Anyway, thank you for this kind of simple fellowship. I'd like to pray for myself. I hope we can pray together so we can go on together. So I really mean it. All our children, whatever condition we are here, even some parents talk to me, my children is not in the church anymore. To me, it doesn't matter. We shepherd the same way. Amen. In the church life, we shepherd them. They are not in the church life. Parents never change the attitude toward the kids. They are doing good, we take care of them. They are not doing good, you take care of them more. It's called parents. May the Lord bring us into that kind of parenting our spirit in the church life. Amen.
Amen, Lord. Thank you for this word.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Thank you for opening your heart to us.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like to enter into this.
Amen.
Lord, keep this in the forefront.
Amen.
Lord, of our whole being.
Amen.
Lord, even we would shepherd one another's kids.
Amen.
We'd be there for one another.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have a lunch coming up in 5 minutes, and I just like to encourage all of you, you know, all of us, that these fellowships, on one hand, there's no teacher. As Brother Andrew said, we're all fellows, right? We're fellow parents, so we can learn a lot from one another. On the other hand, I think it's so helpful, right, to recalibrate, sometimes to see a little bit what the ministry is speaking, and how the Lord kind of designed everything. In terms of, I know many of us, we attend like the biannual trainings, right? We just finished Deuteronomy, and before that it was Numbers. You know, and I don't know, maybe this summer it might be Joshua. I didn't get any advance information, but I'm just thinking. So we understand that in the spiritual realm, there's actually a battle going on. God wants something, so Satan doesn't want him to have it. And then so there's a contest over everything. And but in a way, because the marriage life, the family life, which is also the church life, is kind of central in all of this struggle. So maybe because of that, we can see, at least in our society, you know, in our country, that through the decades, American society changed a lot. Actually changed a lot, right? Even what people think of when they use this word family, it actually has changed a lot, in the last 50 or more years. It's almost like now the family is very, very small. When people use the word family, I'm going, this weekend I'll be with my family. What do they mean? Many times it's just three or four people, right? It's just mom and dad, maybe two kids, you know. There's some more and more studies, you know. I'm not talking about the ministry so much, but just from people in society, they realize that the American family is breaking down, almost down to the individual level, kind of like what Brother Andrew was talking about earlier. And that's why there are many social problems coming. People are lonely, people are stressed, they don't have enough support, and then they break down. So these kind of problems very prevalent now in our society. They have no one to call when they need the help. So I don't want to go on and on, but I think in some ways the church is the lampstand, right? And it is the light in the darkness. Yeah, it's not just individual Christ, but it's also the corporate Christ that is shining. And so this is part of what God wants to build. And what he wants to show, there should be a light in the darkness. And that requires that we cooperate with the Lord to build something that he wants. And but I do think that in many ways, you know, in the practical, our considerations, that point, yeah, how do we make our family life, how do we bring that into the church life so that they're not two separate things? Actually, the church life, to say it in one way, in this way, in a simple way, it's just, the church life is just God's family. It's a big family. But it is God's family. And so I think the more we can fellowship, the more we can learn from each other, and to bring all of our families more and more into the church life. How about we stop here, and then we'll go for lunch. Mm-hmm.